Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and each day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. If you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about Jesus' death for sinners. I'll never forget the story of a young boy who was asked by the doctor to give blood for his sister, who was very ill. The boy hesitated for a moment and with a quivering lip said, "Okay, I'll do it." The nurse inserted the needle and began to withdraw the blood. The little boy looked up with tears in his eyes and asked, "When do I die?" He thought that by giving his blood to his sister, he would be dying for her. He loved his sister so much that he was willing to give his life for her. The nurse reassured the little boy that donating blood did not mean that he would die. We are all touched by such an expression of love from a young boy to his sister. But how much more powerful is the demonstration of God's love for us? The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 8, "You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." If you fully understand the gospel and what Jesus has done for us, you comprehend that he was not just executed 2,000 years ago by the Romans. You recognize that he willingly laid down his life as a sacrifice for our sins. Jesus died for us. He took our place. With his death on the cross, he paid the penalty for our sins so we would not have to. Now, if God were not just, there would be no demand for his son to suffer and die. And if God were not loving, there would be no willingness for his son to suffer and die. But God is both just and loving. His love is willing to meet the demands of his justice. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 informs us of the basis of God's law. It says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." But every one of us have loved other things more than God. And this is what sin is: dishonoring God by preferring other things over him and acting on those preferences. There are no small sins. Here's why: because God is not small. The seriousness of the insult rises with the dignity of the one insulted. The creator of the universe is infinitely worthy of respect and admiration and loyalty. Since God is just, he does not sweep these sins under the rug of the universe. He feels a holy wrath against them. They deserve to be punished, and he has made this clear: for the wages of sin is death. To not punish us would be unjust. Imagine someone has committed a crime against you or one of your loved ones. You would be at the court demanding justice. But here's what's truly amazing: Jesus accepts God's wrath on our behalf. Jesus doesn't cancel God's wrath, he absorbs it. He diverts it from us to himself. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, "God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." And 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." Isn't this amazing? Jesus absorbing God's wrath on our behalf is so important to understand. We will never stand in awe of being loved by God until we recognize the seriousness of our sin and the justice of God's wrath against us. But when, by grace, we see our unworthiness, then we can begin to comprehend the suffering and death of Jesus. And here's today's challenge. I pray that today you'll recognize that the cross is everything. Through the cross, we find Jesus. Without the cross, there is no salvation, no forgiveness, and no relationship with God. Hey, thanks again for joining us for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, Let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.